never gets old, does it? It never gets old. 29 years.
And you mean the theme song, Andy Breckman?
No,
man?
Just you and me together. The buzz, the excitement, the adrenaline.
Yep. Never does get old.
I know. It's as, you know, it's as if this is our first time.
Yep.
Because you know why I think? Because I think every time we do this, and we've done it thousands of times, we think this might be the show that we get right.
I don't think that anymore. You still think that?
There's always hope. We could... It could all come together, finally.
Yeah, I gave up hope on that long ago. So what else might it be?
I don't know. Maybe you love me.
I do love you. I love you desperately.
I love you too, but not as much. Not desperately.
No?
I'm not sick. How was your week, man?
It's been okay. Been a little under the weather.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
No, you're not.
Sorry to hear about the diarrhea.
Yeah, thank you.
You wouldn't know it from your morning show. You wouldn't know you weren't 100%.
Really?
Well, except for the 20 bathroom breaks.
I don't think I took a single bathroom break.
That's even worse. You got to get to the bathroom, buddy.
That's the whole problem. It's not that kind of diarrhea.
Oh, dear God.
It's the kind of diarrhea that you can't get rid of. You just have to hold it in.
Fantastic.
It's the worst.
Well, there it is. This show is not going on the This show is not going on the list of shows we got right.
The name of the program
Our record remains unbroken. We can't do this damn show.
The show is 7 seconds delayed.
Yeah, the show is 7 seconds delayed.
With your host Andy Breckman.
Yeah, with your host Andy Breckman.
Andy Breckman of Madison, New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm here with my pal, Ken Friedman. Hey, Kenny, so ask me how my week was.
How did your week go?
It doesn't matter. Let's just get to it. It's just nice to be asked. I just want to be asked. I don't have a story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because you're unemployed.
Yeah, I'm between gigs.
Yeah, what do you do these days during
I'm
the
between
day?
Gigs.
What did you do today?
Today, I went to Long Island City.
Oh, yeah.
To pitch and to try to sell some toys and games. I walked in with 8 toys and games to a big toy company.
Can you tell us which toy company?
Yeah, it's called Spin Master. It's actually, you might not have heard of it, but it's one of the big ones.
Uh-huh.
They're like a second tier. They're not Mattel or Hasbro, but they're right below them. And it didn't go well.
Why not?
They took I went in with about 8 items and they took one. To review internally.
Because your toys and games are kind of twisted and weird.
Well, they're a little subversive. They have a little edge to them, but but there's a market for that, although not today there wasn't. didn't go well.
So you pitched 8 toys and games in a row.
Yeah, you want to hear this? This is the equivalent of my diarrhea story. This is not something I'm proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Now you're loving this.
Yeah.
I went 1 for 8. Yeah, I went 1 for 8. Yeah.
Well, that's...
It's about the same average you have, like on your morning show, 1 out of every 8 songs.
Or my diarrhea.
Your diarrhea.
Getting to the toilet 1 out of every 8 tries.
Yeah. This is the worst. This is it. Why do I get my hopes up? At 5 minutes to 6.
I'm impressed that you still get your hopes up.
I hate hope. I've come to hate hope more than anything. Damn.
I hate
Damn. Hope. There's no way to start this over, is there?
I hate hope, too.
Man, don't you?
I also hate faith and charity.
I know. I know you do. Hey, maybe we should get our devout listeners, there must be 1 or 2, to pray for you to beat this diarrhea, this scourge.
I would love it.
Okay.
I would love it. Because
our number is 201. 209-9368. If you have some kind of connection, some kind of line to God, Ken's been suffering for, it's been a couple of weeks now, right, Ken?
It's been 2 weeks. I'm headed to the tropical disease lab next. I really am.
We need you to pray. That's what we're down to. The doctors are stumped.
They think maybe Campylobacter jejuni. That's what they think. Because I make out with my dog.
You mean it might be dog? It might be canine born?
Well, canine vectored, yeah, it might be some kind of chicken thing.
Dear God.
We were on a farm with a lot of chickens.
What the hell are you talking about?
And the dogs would run around once, you know, with the chicken poop and yeah. all that stuff. And
I get one show a week, folks. This is it.
Occasionally make out with my dogs.
Drive an hour each way.
Yeah.
I have to hear this.
Yeah.
Just literally, why don't you literally try, literally, sticking a cork in it?
Okay.
I'm going to buy you a cork. I'm going to swing by Home Depot. I need a cork. Cork and some kind of hammer.
I don't know if Home Depot sells corks anymore. You might want to go to a wine store.
He can't keep talking forever.
So tonight we're doing this. Tonight.
Yeah.
We're doing the spelling bee.
Yeah. I'm not a natural speller. Some people seem to have a knack for it.
Yeah. Andy's just a writer.
Well, I mean, without spell check, I would not have a career. But I will challenge you to a spelling bee. If you have a word, I guess the first call will be for me, and then the next call you'd be challenged.
Yep.
If you have a word that you don't think I can spell, give us a call. I would get 2 points for every word I spell correctly. Ken would get 1 point. He can score on my turn if he guesses whether or not I'm correct. So you have to call, you have to have a word, and you yourself, it would save us time, you yourself should know how to spell it. Do you agree, Ken?
Yes, you should, yeah.
Okay.
And the ground rules are it has to be English.
Yeah.
Right? No acronyms or contractions.
Can't be a common proper name.
Can't be a proper name.
And it has to be a word that I know how to spell.
No.
What?
No, it's a spelling bee.
Oh, that would make it very hard.
Yeah. And we have our first.
Hold on, wait. I just want to make a little, just for a crib sheet here. I can refer to it. Hold on. There it is.
Oh, you're writing down the letters.
Yeah, just so I don't forget any of the letters.
Andy literally just.
That's legal. That is completely legal. That's just to remind myself so I don't forget a letter.
That's really weird. Why did you do that, Andy?
I'm sure a lot of spelling champions do the same thing.
They write down all the letters in the alphabet.
Yes.
I don't think they do.
Well, when it's crunch time, when I'm under pressure, I don't want to forget that a certain letter exists. I just want to refer to my chart.
Okay.
There are over 24 letters. I don't want to forget one.
Yeah, 26 exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'd hate to be in the middle of a spelling bee and forget that forget the letter V exists.
Is that the problem you have with spelling? You just kind of forget about
it. It is completely legal. If you want to have a crib sheet, you can do the same thing. Just write down the alphabet and you can refer to it. I think it's completely legal, and I'm sure a lot of spelling champions do the same thing.
Can I look at your crib sheet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's completely legal.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is like that World War I armistice where the German and British soldiers broke bread together and then went back to killing each other the next day.
Yeah. You mean at Christmas?
Yeah.
They had Christmas together?
Yep.
Hey, did you see that 1917 movie?
No, can't wait to see it. Have you seen it?
Loved it. I couldn't stay for the whole thing. I hope they found the kid's brother.
Oh, really? You walked out. It's one shot, supposedly.
Yeah.
The whole movie
is one
shot.
I get where they were going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got it.
All right, we're going to line one, Wayne, New Jersey.
Wayne. W-A-Y-N-E. Wayne. Thank you. 2 points.
Kiefer, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Kiefer. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Kiefer, I'm up at bat first. This word is for me. Ken, you just have to say whether or not I got it correct. Go ahead, Kiefer. What is the word?
So it's kind of a give me. It's also a tip for Ken. I hope he takes some Imodium for his diarrhea.
Oh, maybe hell no.
Your word is constipated.
Constipated. You know what? If you had said diarrhea, I would have been in trouble. But that's a tough word.
That's a difficult one.
That is a tough one. Constipated. C-O-N-S-T-I. Oh, okay. P-A-T-E-D.
I think you got it.
I think. Well, wait. Ken, do you think I got it?
I think you got it, too.
Okay. So I'm taking the 2 points. Ken, you have your 1 point. Are you keeping score?
Yep.
Oh, then I'll never win if you're keeping score. Thanks very much, Kiefer.
Thanks, Kiefer.
Hey, guys.
Could you spell diarrhea?
Yes, I can.
No one can spell diarrhea.
I can spell diarrhea.
It's a trick question.
No?
Diarrhea cannot be spelled.
No, it can be spelled.
It cannot be spelled.
It can
not
be.
Not by humans.
I can spell it. Will you give me 2 points if I can spell
no,
it?
No, maybe that'll be your word. Let's take the next call. 201-209-9368. It's our spelling bee. I have the alphabet in front of me. I can refer to it. Ken has given me permission.
Dave in Chicago. Hey, Dave. All right, moving along to Matt in Bloomfield. You're on the air.
Oh, Dave would have stumped
you. Oh, long-time listener. Can't believe I got through.
Hey, thanks, Matt. That means the world to us. Hey, Matt, do you have a...
I hear about your diarrhea, Ken.
Yeah, that broke my heart, too.
He definitely spelled it. He's probably been looking it up all week.
It's kind of ingrained in me.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, I got a word for you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's a very flavorful soup. The soup would be borscht.
Borscht soup. Okay, go ahead. Take a shot, Ken.
Borscht. Now, don't tell us if we're right, because Andy has to guess whether...
That looks wrong. I'm going to say that's not correct.
Okay, borscht. What do you say, Matt? Did I get it?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, I've learned a lesson.
Okay, and Andy does not get a point.
I've learned a lesson. Who was I? Who was I to doubt Ken Friedman?
It's a generally kosher soup, too.
Yeah, Andy, you're not a true Jew.
Andy, I'm not a gourmet, and I'm not a true Jew. All this is true, by the way. You know, if every Jew converted to Christianity, the problem of anti-Semitism would be gone overnight.
That's a good point. You ought to get out there with that idea.
Yeah.
You should write a book.
All the anti-Semites out there, their heads would explode. They'd have nothing to do.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. Okay, I guess I'm up next. Oh, I'm not going to win this.
Yeah, do you want to bet money on this game?
No, I'll bet anything but money.
Okay. What can we bet that's not money?
Nothing. There's nothing to bet except money.
Will to live?
I would inherit your will to live?
No, I get to...
I don't want it.
You can't lose the will to live.
Oh, I don't know. Now you're just babbling.
Okay.
What are you, paid by the word? 201-209-9368.
Patrick, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you got through, Patrick. And thanks for loving us. You have a word for me? I'm up at bat.
Yeah, sure do. I'm just going to go ahead and stick with the theme of the show.
Yeah.
And your word is diarrhea.
Oh, no. I announced to the world I couldn't spell diarrhea. All right.
Oh. I can give you another word.
No.
That's a fine word.
No, wait. There's an H in it. D. Oh, hold on. D.
That's very good.
Hold on. D. I. A. I should know because I've been writing over and over all week. Ha ha ha. Ken has diarrhea. I've been writing it on the sidewalk in chalk.
Well, now we'll see whether you're spelling it right or not.
Okay. I know this is wrong. D. I. A. R. H. Y, R I A.
No,
that is incorrect.
Oh, is it okay? Is it very wrong or is it just wrong?
It's very wrong.
Oh, you can both go to hell. Okay, am I wrong? Can you confirm that I'm wrong?
Yeah. Do you want me to spell it?
Oh, I don't care. No.
Nah,
one cares.
We don't care.
We don't care.
All we know is that Andy got it wrong, so I got a point, and I'm winning 4-2. That's the
main
thing.
Dear God. All right, Ken, you're up at bat. 201-209-9368. Hey,
thanks, Patrick.
Our phones are all lit up. The phone bank is all lit up. Our listeners love words. This is the lowest common denominator. This is the widest net we could possibly cast. If you know a word, call us up. 201-209-9368. All you have to do is know one word.
A slightly tricky word.
No, we're not saying that.
Two syllables.
We're not saying that.
It doesn't have to be anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Borscht was a challenging word.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's slightly tricky.
201-209-9368. Okay, you're up at bat, Kenny.
Okay, we're going to Mark in Atlanta. Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
Do you want my alphabet? Hey. My alphabet crypt sheet?
No,
You know all the letters?
I know all the letters.
Do you know this one?
That's a P.
Yeah, okay. I
know it.
Yeah. All right, fine. So you don't have to show off. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is the word that Rebecca Seelfon won in the 1997 Scripps Spelling Bee when she was 13.
Oh,
okay,
no.
13, Ken. 13.
Oh,
this is going to be sweet. 13-year-old girl. A 13-year-old girl.
It's like a spelling bee final word.
She won on this. It's a great video.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
UNM.
UNM?
That's not a word.
UNM.
UNM, okay.
You mean a more perfect UNM? Like the North and the South?
E-U-O-N-Y-M.
You got it.
No.
Damn!
No.
Got it.
Okay, I'm going to say you got that correct. So I'm getting a point.
You need to watch the video of her spelling that video, that word. It's great.
Well, I don't think there's a video with that features a 13-year-old girl that Ken hasn't seen. I'm sure he's familiar with it. 201-209-9368. Hey,
thanks, Mark.
Hey, we can't declare whether you're right or not until I get to weigh in.
Right. Well, you were going to say I was wrong.
I was going to say you were right. I think I'm going to give you the benefit of every doubt.
I'll give it to you then. I'll give you the point.
Oh, now you're just patronizing me. Can you spell patronizing?
I can.
Damn you. Damn you to hell.
Okay, Faye. Faye in D.C., you're on the air.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Oh, hey.
You love the show. You love the show.
Yeah, I love the show.
Hey, thanks, Faye.
Shout out to Daisy. The word I want to give is pierogi.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, Ken, you're up at bat?
No, you're up at bat.
I think that's you, pierogi.
No, you're up at bat, my friend.
Pierogi, the deli food?
Oh, you know it's a food, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't help me.
It's a Polish delicacy.
Pierogi. Wait, I'm just going to hope it's spelled like it sounds. But how does it sound? Wait.
It sounds like pierogi.
That doesn't. P-E-R-O-G.
Now, Faye, don't say whether he's right or not.
E.
Because I have to counter bet against him.
So
what's your final spelling there?
This is the most embarrassing hour of my life. P-E-R-O-G-E-E.
That's wrong.
It is?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Is it very wrong?
It's very, very wrong.
It's pretty wrong.
You don't have to do a little gloating dance around about it.
Should I spell it?
Sure. Please do, Faye.
P-I-E-R-O-G-I.
That just doesn't look right. Oh.
P-I-E. P-I-E-R.
P-I-E-R. Oh, it doesn't look right. Okay.
Thanks, Faye.
No problem.
Hey, wait. We should change the rules. Is it too late to change the rules?
To what?
People call and say a word, and we tell them how it should be spelled. If there was a God in heaven, if the English language made sense.
Nah.
I can tell you how any word in English should be spelled.
No, you can't.
I can. Like pierogi, I spelled it the way it should be spelled.
Yeah, you spelled it.
I would win this.
Perigee is how you spelled it. Perigee.
All right, fine. We'll do it. Fine. We'll stick to these strict Scandinavian rules.
There's the apogee and the perigee.
Fine. We'll have to spell the words correctly. 201-209-9368. Wait. Here's an interesting twist, a little wrinkle. Do you think you can spell the word the way I would spell it?
No.
Yeah.
No way.
That would be an interesting spelling bee. It would be the Andy Breckman spelling bee. You don't have to spell it correctly. You have to spell it the way Andy Breckman thinks it should be spelled.
Oh, no. What's going on with the phone?
I don't know. 201-209-9368. Okay, who's up at bat?
Jeff. Jeff and Clifton, and I'm up at bat.
Hey, Jeff, you love the show.
I do. I can't believe you got called. I can confirm that the last caller spelled it right, so we're good there.
Okay, we're good there.
We're using Merriam-Webster's online dictionary as our source.
But we're not consulting it yet. We haven't needed it yet.
But if there's a dispute, that's our judge.
The reason I couldn't Skype this particular show in is we don't trust each other.
Right. I know you would cheat.
I don't cheat. I would lose like a man. I would lose happily before I cheated. 201-209-9368. Okay, go ahead, my friend.
Okay, so I've been kind of feeling under the weather recently myself, and I've been consuming a lot of these. So the word is lozenge.
Lozenge. Challenging word. Good word. Okay, Ken is working it out now on paper. I don't know if that's allowed.
L-O-Z-E-N-G-E. And Andy,
correct.
Do you think I'm correct?
You got it.
I'm going to say correct because our caller said correct. You know, we are kind of taking a little some liberties. We're spelling out these words on paper. In a real spelling bee, they don't have the luxury. They don't have that.
Oh, you want to do that?
No, okay. No, I need my paper. Wait. Do you want to give me the handicap where I can work it out on paper and you can't? Because you're so much smarter than me. I don't smoke anywhere near as much dope as you,
so
I'm not as smart.
Yeah, we can do that.
No, I don't want any advantage. I'm insulted you would even offer. 201-209-9368. Okay, I'm up next.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Beth and Evan, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, that's my home team.
Beth and Evan, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Nick from Kearney.
Hey, Nick.
Oh, we got our numbers crossed.
Okay, Nick from Kearney.
Beth, hang on. Okay, Nick from Kearney. You have a...
I love the show.
Oh, that means the world to us, Nick.
It's diphoid.
The word is diphoid. Wait, is that for me?
Diphoid.
Is that for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Okay, please use it in a... Please use it in a appropriate...
Use a sharp edge.
Do you want Nick to use it in a sentence?
Yeah, Nick, use it in a sentence. Use it in context.
My little sister fell... Split her head open on the side of the picnic table. The edge was a diphoid.
Does it begin with a Z? Wait, are you saying diphoid?
Ziphoid.
Ziphoid.
Oh, ziphoid. Like Z, it starts with Z as in the Z word.
Well, ziphoid.
It's a tricky word purposefully.
Oh, that means something silent. Oh, those damn silent letters. Those little tricky silent letters.
See, I thought he said diphoid.
They're like the fourth estate. They're like
diphoid's nice.
All right, ziphoid.
Ziphoid.
Okay, it's a word even Ken's never heard of. Ken, you would have gotten this wrong. I'm gonna take a shot. I know there's a silent letter, so I'm gonna add a silent letter. I'm gonna start ziphoid with a B and hope that it's a silent B. B.
The letter B?
The letter B, and then ziphoid.
I say that's wrong.
That's pretty wrong.
All right, I get the
point. You don't have to rub it in. Okay, how do you spell ziphoid?
It starts with an X. It's X-Y-P-H-O-I-D.
Ooh. There you go. And what the hell is a ziphoid?
Well, his sister fell against one.
Like in, I guess like mathematics or something like that. It's like a sharp edge.
His sister was rushed to the emergency room. That you're still asking what the hell it is?
Well,
we don't have time to explain it. His sister's head is
split open. I wouldn't take her to the ER. You take her to the ziphoid clinic. So what?
Looks like a ziphoid.
What is it, Nick?
It's a sharp edge.
It's a sharp edge.
Just a sharp edge? Okay.
Yeah, it's a ziphoid.
Ziphoid.
You did good, though. That was an excellent attempt.
Oh, it was not.
The silent B.
I knew it was tricky.
The silent B was audacious, Andy. Well, thank you, Nick.
Don't ask me to. Don't ask me to spell audacious. 201-209. 9368.
And Kevin and Kearney, you're on the air.
Keeping with the Polish food.
Oh, right. No. Oh, no. Oh, wait, it's Ken's turn. Oh,
yeah.
Then you go, Kevin.
Polish food. All right.
Kielbasa.
Kielbasa.
Yeah, kielbasa. Yes, Ken.
K-I-E-L-B-A-S-A.
I'm sorry for giggling.
K-I-E-L-B-A-S-A.
All right, that's wrong.
Andy, your turn?
Well, no, I'm just going to say, I'm just going to weigh in on whether Ken's right or not, and I believe
Andy's,
he missed
Andy's
it.
Betting that I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
Yeah. Kielbasa?
Kielbasa, Ken.
K-I-E-L?
K-E-I.
Oh, K-E-I.
Oh, you make me laugh,
really?
Ken, I didn't know if you were trying to be funny. Were you trying to be funny just
Andy,
then? Yeah.
I got little Diablo.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a knife through him.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it the greatest? That's my gift to you. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Oh, man. So you got a point, and I lost 2 points.
Exactly. No, you didn't lose any points.
Yeah, you got a point.
I'm catching up. The tide is turning.
Can I look up kielbasa?
No, don't waste our time. Oh, Ken, you've already wasted half our show with your diarrhea story.
Hey, I think I'm right. He was wrong.
No, K-E-I. There it is.
Yeah, but that says that that's not... That's not in the dictionary. I was right. He was wrong. I'm taking away your point.
Sorry. I trust him.
Taking away your
I
point.
I trust Kevin.
Giving myself 2 points.
Who is this Merriam-Webster? Where are they from?
I spelled it the way Merriam-Webster spells it.
I want to see their resume.
That dummy. Kevin and his misspelled kielbasas.
Thank you, Kevin. Nice try, Kevin. That's my little army, my little winged monkeys out there.
Boy, I'm glad we established the source of truth.
Yeah, Merriam-Webster.
Yeah. All right. To Bloomfield, it's Mary-Kate. Hi, Mary-Kate. You're on the air.
Thanks for calling, Mary-Kate. You love the show.
Hi, Mary-Kate.
You know how to push those buttons, Ken?
Is this me right now?
Yeah, it's you.
I'm Mary-Kate, though.
Oh, you sound like Matt?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. You love the
show. What's going on, fellas?
Well, this is classic radio. If you if you missed any of this, you can go to the Museum of Broadcasting after tonight and catch up. This is as good as radio gets. It's a spelling bee here at WFMU. Hey, can you spell WFMU?
I can.
Yeah.
It's a little tricky because the B is silent.
Where's the B?
WBFMU. Oh, yeah. I guess you could abbreviate it.
You can abbreviate it.
Okay. So what is your word? Wait, who's up at bat?
Oh, you're, it's you're me. At bat,
oh,
yeah.
No. I dread these moments. Go ahead.
So my word's one that usually catches me up. It is convenience.
Convenience. Use it in a sentence. Convenience.
Convenience?
Yeah.
Convenience in a sentence.
Yeah.
Why do you want me to use convenience in a sentence?
Andy's never heard that word before.
The supermarket has great convenience.
That's not a great... No, the supermarket is very convenient. It doesn't have great convenience.
Supermarket's not convenient. It's a pain in the ass.
But it doesn't have convenience.
The corner bodega is convenient.
Nobody... convenience is not anything that anyone... All right, convenience. Convenience. C-O-N. Oh, I wish I could stop there. I wish we were at it.
There's that Dead Kennedy shirt that says, give me convenience or give me death. There's that one. That's a word.
There you go.
I wish we were out of time, because I know C-O-N.
You got it.
C-O-N-V-I-E. Convene. Okay. C-O-N-V-I-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Nope.
Oh, wait. You're saying nope?
I'm saying nope.
I'm saying nope.
I think there are two ways to spell it.
That's a big nope.
I think the Dead Kennedys have one way. And how do you guys spell it?
It's C O N V E N I E.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
That messes me up all the time too. It's really annoying.
That's why I stay out of 7-Elevens and supermarkets and Wawa's.
She'd make a mnemonic device to help you remember how to spell it.
Yeah, to how to spell convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a waste of my valuable time.
You should make up another mnemonic device to remind you what
a mnemonic device
is. Yeah.
How bored would I have to be to make up mnemonic devices for convenience? How long would I have to be unemployed for that to happen? 201-209-9368.
The answer is
I'll be getting to it later this week.
All right, the score is 12-3.
Well, it's a lot closer than the score might indicate.
How's that?
Well, because I've turned it around. I'm coming.
You are coming back.
If you just tuned in, you're very lucky. You are here. You're going to hear the comeback of the century.
All right. Now we're going to Mary Kate. Hi, Mary Kate.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Yeah, no, longtime listener. And I was enjoying Matt's answer as well. That was a funny two-time call.
I don't remember that call. That must have been over 2 minutes ago.
That was
ago.
The convenience call.
Oh, that was over 30 seconds ago.
It was over 30 seconds
ago. Yeah, that's old news.
Not much, gone. Not much over 30 seconds.
That's gone. That's already out of my head.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mary Kate, I'm up at bat. What's your word?
All right. Well, 'tis the season to feel lots of this. So my word for you is phlegm.
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 I know it well.
Yeah, you do.
P-H-L-E-G-M.
Hold on. Let me see it.
Now, Mary Kate...
Don't say anything
until Andy gets to take a bet on it.
That can't be right. That looks so stupid. That's stupid.
It does. I know that silent.
That's a stupid word.
That silent G is like your silent B's.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I think that's
wrong. That's not only wrong, it's stupid wrong.
Okay, Mary Kate, is that right or wrong?
Yeah, you are correct.
All right, another 2 points.
Okay, but I'm right that it was stupid.
Well, the silent G.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Just like your silent B was stupid.
Yeah. Okay, great word.
Thanks, Mary Kate.
Great word.
Have a good night.
I don't know why the silent G is there. Phlegmatic. That's why it's there, because phlegm came from phlegmatic.
This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're just joining us. How I envy you.
Andy?
Oh, am I up at bat?
We're up at bat, and we are entering the danger zone.
I don't know what that means.
Welcome to the danger zone.
Oh, this is...
It's danger in Maplewood.
This is our... Wait. This is our only recurring listener now.
Our new regular caller, Danger.
We're down to this guy.
Yeah, we're in the danger zone.
Yeah, but this is the only one we have now.
Yeah,
the guy. This is the only guy that calls every week.
Yeah.
Hey yo, what's up, boys? How we living tonight?
How you doing, Danger?
This is Danger.
Yeah, this is Danger.
Yo,
Danger,
baby, living it big, man, living large.
Can I guess how old Danger is?
Sure.
Okay. Now I might be off, but within 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
Are you 6 years old?
He's come on.
How old is Danger? How old do you think he is?
I think Danger is 25.
I think he's 6.
Who's closer,
I think I
Danger?
Got too much style for this conversation, but that's neither here nor there. How you guys doing?
We're doing great now that we're in the danger zone. Hey, we got to get him. We got to get him his own theme song.
Yes, we do.
And his
own. Please hook that up.
And his own sidekick. He already has. He already has a style of his own.
What would Danger's sidekick? What would the sidekick's name be?
I think it would be a young woman from a Slavic country that speaks little or no English.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I may, I can suggest a great band to cover the theme song.
Who would that be, Danger?
New Jersey's own Joy Cleaner. Yo, what up, boys? Shouting out.
Ken, is this our only recurring caller?
He is.
This is it?
Hunter passed away, as you might recall.
Yeah. Wait, is this really it? We're down to Danger?
Yeah.
We got to make this work?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, great to hear you again, Danger.
Listen, you guys need me.
It wouldn't be 7 second delay without you. Wait, hold on, Danger. Give me 1 second. Is this really it?
Yeah, this is all we got.
Okay. Hey, fantastic, Danger. Hey, Danger, do you have a word in English that you yourself know how to spell and you can correct us if we're wrong?
Yeah, whose turn is it?
It's Andy's turn.
Oh, dear God. Go ahead, my friend.
All right. Andy, you ready?
Yeah.
Gigolo.
Gigolo. Great
gigolo.
Word.
Gigolo.
Great word, Danger.
Well, I think I have a shot at gigolo. It's a soft G. Okay, G-I-G, Jiga. Oh, wait, it doesn't look right. G-I-G-I-L-O, could it be that easy?
Danger, don't say it.
G-I-G-I-L-O is my guess.
Okay, that's wrong.
Oh, come on.
All right, you know how you spell it is D-A-N-G-E-R, baby. Danger. Oh!
If you're just tuning in, we have one. We used to have scores of recurring callers, didn't we?
Well, by scores, yes, we had Hunter.
Well, we had others over the years.
Well, Hunter passed away.
This is who we're down to. This is it.
No, Andy, I got a PayPal payment for you.
Send it. Oh, now, hold on. Now you have my attention. A payment that would...
What's the email again? It's like andy@bathroomfantasies.com.
Well, it's... Danger gets in his little zingers. That's just a little taste. It's a little taste of life in the danger zone.
So, Danger, we just need you to confirm that Andy misspelled gigolo. It's O-L-O.
So that means you have to pay me, right?
G-I-G-O-O-L-O.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. G-I-G-O-L-O. Thanks, Danger.
Thanks, Danger. We're going to pick out a nice theme song for you for next time you call. So, yeah, we had Hunter.
Yeah.
We had another regular call.
We had Zach. We had young Zach, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Zane. I'm sorry.
Zane. We had Zane. We had Mick from Maplewood.
Yeah.
No, Mick from Lodi.
Yeah, Mick from Lodi.
Oh, my God. Mick from Lodi was the greatest.
I miss him very much.
Yeah, I do miss him. And, geez, who else did we have?
But no one came with a whole package.
No, Danger.
Danger has it all.
Danger
brings
it.
The persona.
Yeah.
Yeah. The brand. He's already branded himself.
He totally brings it. He needs a theme song. I was looking for. I had a theme song in mind, but I couldn't find it.
Would you give him a whole hour? Would you? Can I take a week off?
No.
Bring him in.
Nope. Oh, you would do the show with Danger.
No, you would do the show with Danger.
No.
You would be in the danger zone.
No.
You couldn't survive the danger zone for an hour, my friend.
You're right. I could not. I wouldn't want to. But you can do the show in the danger zone.
Hey, how about I could do that or eat ground glass?
Your choice.
Okay.
All right.
Let me choose.
Hey.
Hey. Who's this?
It's Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, Evan. How you doing, buddy? Oh, hey, buddy.
Good, good, good.
Now, Evan, I know you're a pretty good speller. Is this a word that you had to look up or a word that...
Yeah, it's a word that I had to look up.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Do you want to ask me the word or do you want to ask...
Well, whose turn is it?
I'll ask. Is it okay if I ask my dad?
Well, wait, it's Ken's turn.
I don't want to embarrass him.
It is my turn.
Oh,
Evan,
okay.
Why don't you hang on?
Wait, no, hold on. You're his... Wait, isn't Ken... Don't you consider Ken your surrogate dad, Evan?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I just want to make sure this is for you. See, this question is for my love. This is the side who gets me. This question.
Oh yes, who's
in respect?
Who is Evan's true father?
Oh, I see. This will determine. Who you consider your real father.
Yes, great.
Oh, no, this
I like high stakes.
This is pressure. There'll never be stakes any higher than this. Okay, Evan, this is a word that you had to look up. I don't know, that's kind of cheating a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. All right, the word is chrysanthemum.
Oh, chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum, like the flower?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, it's an interesting word. It's kind of challenging, and I'll tell you why. No one has ever spelled it correctly.
Okay, here we go.
You think you've spelled it?
Yeah, and that's how I spelled it. You think I'm right or wrong?
Andy? Well, I'm going to read you what Ken said.
No, first you got to say whether you think I'm right or wrong.
Okay, I think that's right.
Okay.
Wait, unless it's a trap. Unless you spelled it incorrectly.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
I want to be Evan's true parent.
I can't think this through. I'm not smart enough to even know this.
And I also get Molly, too.
You're fine.
Evan, if Molly will ever leave her room.
Evan and Molly.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you talk to Molly, if you do inherit Molly, tell her I say hi.
Okay. We'll do.
Okay.
I think she and I are going to get along great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not going
to. You have to speak up.
I'm not going to strap her to the table. I know how you treat your daughters.
I don't even see Molly enough to mistreat her. You'll have to speak up, Ken, when you talk to Molly, because there's a bedroom door closed between you and her. Okay, here's I can't even say it. Chrysanthemum, as spelled by Ken Friedman. I'm going to say he's incorrect, but here's how he spelled it. Are you ready, Ev?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you looking at it?
Yes, I am.
C-H-R-Y-S-A-N for Nancy. Themum.
Oh my God!
Is that correct?
I am Evan and Molly's true dad.
Fine. Well, I hope I can see you every other weekend.
Every other weekend,
if I may.
You can talk to my lawyer.
Bye, Monday.
Yeah. Okay. I love you guys. Oh God.
Thanks, son.
Oh, this is.
Bye, bye, Dad.
Bye, bye. Oh, this is great. I really missed having kids.
Well, this...
I get to relive the magic of adolescence.
So I've lost a lot more in this hour than just a spelling bee.
Yes, you have.
I've lost my family.
Yeah.
I didn't know it would take that
time. And now you're up. You're up now. Andy's up.
Oh, God.
And it's Pam. Hi, Pam. You're on the air.
It just gets worse and worse.
No, it's chopped liver.
Oh, hi, chopped liver.
Wait, I could do chopped liver. Wait, is that the word?
No, that's not the word.
I like how you don't think of me. That's fine. Happy New Year.
We think of you all the time. Happy New Year, Pam.
No, you don't. It's like, what are regular callers?
Oh, that's right, Ken.
Yeah, Pam. That's right. Andy was
all the guys.
No, Andy sent me a note saying, don't mention the women.
No, the truth is, Pam, we love hearing from you, but Danger calls every week. And you have... But the fact that you don't call every week endears me to you. You have a life. You get distracted. You have work.
I have a job.
You have a job. None of these things, I think, apply to Danger.
But, Pam, if you did call every week, I'd give you a little theme song of your own.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Pam can have 5 minutes. Danger can have 5 minutes. We'll give anyone that wants to 5 minutes.
Well, no, they have to be a regular. They got to be a regular.
Okay.
Irregular?
No, a regular.
I'm a regular. No, I know.
All right, Pam.
Whose turn is it?
Andy's up, Pam.
I'm at bat. Oh, God.
Should I be nice to you, Andy, or not?
I'm in the hot seat.
Have you been good in the new year?
I've been as good as I can be. Now you're scaring me. You mean you have a choice of words?
I do.
Have mercy on your old friend.
Okay, mercy. Okay. So therapeutic.
Okay, now give me the easy one.
Therapeutic.
No, the hard one was diarrhea.
Well, diarrhea has been asked and answered.
Yeah, we've used that one already.
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic it is.
Therapeutic. That's the easy one?
Yeah, Mr.
Well, sorry. That's
wait,
I thought
hold on. I think I might have this. It looks right.
I'm sorry, Andy.
No,
How about
Pam?
Comedian?
No, wait. I can do therapeutic. This looks right to me. Therapeutic.
That's
therapeutic.
Wrong.
That is not wrong.
It's wrong.
That is?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, correct me.
There needs to be an E in front of the U.
Therapeutic.
Yes, therapeutic, not therapeutic.
Therapeutic. I went to school with a girl named Therapeutic. When I used to have a lisp, a terrible lisp.
Yeah.
And that's who I thought you were referring to.
Her real name was Sarah, and everybody called her Thera because she had a lisp.
I don't know.
So you were a bully.
Dear God, I only get one show.
You were a bully.
This is my show.
Pam. Call back next week.
Welcome. Yeah, call back next week, and you'll be a regular. How many shows in a row does Pam have to call to be officially a regular?
Three.
Yeah. The bar couldn't be lower, people.
No, it's pretty low. I mean, we want regular callers. We used to have them.
We do?
We did used
you
to
like
have
You like regular callers?
Yeah. Oh, what about Arnon? He was another regular caller.
He was the greatest.
Yeah. See, we used to have lots of regular
Would you say
callers.
We're less popular now?
No, I just think people are more fearful of you than they used to be.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Fine.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, this is exactly where I want to land.
Good to be feared.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it? Dave and Prescott, you're on the radio.
I have a simple word, no silent letters.
Okay. No silent letters. You can't ask for more than that, Ken. Okay, God has smiled on you, Ken. You're up at bat. No silent letters.
Threshold.
Threshold.
Threshold. Very, very challenging word. Thank you, Dave.
You know, that is a little tricky.
Threshold.
Yeah, that is.
Use it
tricky.
In a sentence, Dave.
What is your threshold for humiliation?
Well, I'm going to say threshold.
Threech. Well, that's thresh.
Sh.
That's thresh, and then old. Well, it looks right. I'll say that's right.
Dave.
That is right.
All right. Well, Andy, you got a point.
You know what word I can never get right?
What?
Although I've spelled it 100 times. Restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. Marriage, I always mix up. Restaurant.
And
although it's my two favorite institutions.
This is a great demonstration because you're a successful writer. And yet,
it's a great endorsement of spell check.
And yet you can't spell. What did you do before spell check?
You know what? I had a dictionary that was well-worn.
Wow.
I remember those days.
But actually, there probably were computer dictionaries like right from the word go, right, when Windows DOS came out?
Well, I don't use Windows DOS. I use WordStar, which was developed and has not been improved since 1982.
Does it have a dictionary?
It does, but you know what? It doesn't have, the most common words ever, like text. Oh, no, I guess it has text. It doesn't have computer-oriented words.
Yeah.
That would
because its vocabulary is circa 1982.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing since then.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dave. Good word.
Thank you.
Almost tripped me up there. So, the score. Andy's coming up on 5 points. One more point, and Andy will be at 5.
It's a whole hand.
Yeah. I'm not even going to say how many points I have because now I'm just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you, my friend.
A guy who's had diarrhea for 2 weeks is embarrassed.
Yeah.
By the score he has.
Just because I have diarrhea doesn't.
Diarrhea doesn't embarrass him.
No. If you don't go to the bathroom, you got nothing to be embarrassed about. You have little faith.
Keep going. Keep going, Ken.
Holly in West Milford.
Do the diarrhea monologue.
Hi.
Hi, Holly.
How can you start your diarrhea monologue and then just abort it?
I hope your diarrhea clears up, Ken.
Oh, my God. We all pray. We're going to have a prayer circle after the show.
Yep. Going to the tropical disease lab tomorrow.
Are you?
All right.
Yep.
Oh, I can't. I would go with you, but I don't want to. That's the only reason I won't be there.
Best part of the tropical disease lab?
Yeah.
Is that when you leave?
Yeah.
They make you wear adult diapers.
Do they?
They do.
After you poop in a cup, they give you a little Dixie cup?
Well, because they make you drink rocket fuel.
Oh, I see. And so you can't get home.
So you can't get home. Right.
So you're going to be wearing an adult diaper tomorrow?
No, I told them I don't need the adult diaper.
Yeah, because you have an old car.
I got my own.
Yeah. Because your car's stained from top to bottom anyway.
All right, Andy, you're up, and Holly's got a word for you.
Okay, Holly, have mercy on the old man.
Okay, I do, and here's the word. I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Andy.
Yes.
Kent, amanuensis.
Amanuensis.
I'm sorry, say that sentence again.
Andy is Ken's amanuensis.
I am Ken's amanuensis.
Yes.
Is that a word in English?
You bet.
Amanuensis.
Wow. That's the biggest, strangest word we've had all
does
night.
It mean mentor?
No.
Oh, hell no.
Wait.
I'm insulted.
Oh, shut up. Wait. Hold on. I'm spelling, Ken. What's a great word?
It is a great word.
Okay, hold on. Amanuensis.
And it's so true. It's just so apt.
Wait, apt. Why couldn't you give me apt, damn it? Don't throw that word at me now. Hold on.
That's if you get the first one right.
You're just taunting me with apt. Okay, amanuensis. All right, this is insane, but here we go. I've never heard of the word. I don't know what it means. A-M for mother, A-N for Nancy, U-E-N for Nancy, S-E-N-C-E.
I'm going to say that's wrong. Just because.
Oh, you were so, so close.
Oh, shut up.
I'm trying.
You're taunting me. Oh, now you're patronizing me.
You missed the last vowel. It's an I, not an E.
Oh, okay. And now tell me the definition of amanuensis.
What the hell does it mean?
It means somebody who takes dictation in a literary context, a literary assistant. So you would be Ken's amanuensis.
As if I was his a secretary.
My scrivener.
Yes. I was being nice about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holly.
You're quite well.
You've given us all a lot to think about.
This is a perfect call.
For that, we will never forgive you. We will never forgive you for teaching us that new word.
I have another one, but I have to check.
Well, we'll do that. We'll be doing the spelling bee every month. This is a smashing success.
It's a winner.
I don't know. I can't imagine going back. Once you do a spelling bee show, you never go back.
That's true.
I mean, how could our fans sit through another hour if we're not doing this?
I think you could probably fill up a Saturday morning show with it.
Yeah, I think we could probably do this every week.
Yeah.
Could turn promise. 7 second delay. Just rename it called Spelling Bee.
Maybe. Let's say
maybe. Okay.
Let's say maybe.
Thanks, Holly. And let's see now.
Hey, I should mention, I got a pair of iPhone Apple EarPods.
Uh-huh, great. The wireless EarPod things.
For the holidays, for Hanukkah.
For Hanukkah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, from one of my friends that give me gifts.
Yep.
You'd be on a whole separate list. You're among my friends that don't give me gifts.
Right.
Yeah. So I have two lists. Yeah.
It's a bigger list.
I divide my friends into those two groups.
I'm in charge of that list.
Yeah.
I'm the president of that.
Yeah,
list.
You're the enforcer.
Yeah.
Of that list. But anyway, you all know what that they look like, right? The little white little buds that go in your ear. Anyway, I lost my right one.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, because we have billions of listeners, don't we? Well, if everyone just stops what they're doing right now and looks around, is there a chance someone will find it?
Not really.
Why not?
Well, where did you last have it?
Pennsylvania, at the indoor water park.
Oh, at the Kalahari Water Park?
Yeah.
Well, that's who you should be asking those people.
I called them.
You did call them?
Yeah.
To ask if anybody turned in one Apple EarPod?
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't they turn it in? $5,000 reward. I put posters up all over the park.
Yeah. And then if you claim it, then they would have to test you to see if you really, was it the right one or the left one?
I'd have to kill them because I'm not going to pay them the reward.
All right, we're going to Dover, New Jersey. Peter, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yes, and funny you should mention it. I do love the show.
That means the world to us.
Thank you,
Peter. Hey, Peter, who's up? Wait, who's up at bat here?
I believe I'm up at bat because you had amanuensis.
And the score is the score is tied. Isn't that right, Ken?
No, it's 21-4.
So who gets the word?
I get the word, Peter.
Oh, this is like a blowout.
So it is the word of the moment is mellifluous.
Oh, mellifluous.
Mellifluous. Use that in a sentence.
Okay, I'm going to try.
I wish Ken wasn't quite as mellifluous when he's talking about...
The mellifluous sounds of the Sex Pistols. How about that?
Well, that does, I've never heard that. That sentence has never been uttered in the world. Okay.
that's for sure.
Mellifluous. Okay, this is what Ken wrote. I'm going to say it is incorrect. It just doesn't look right. This is what Ken wrote. M-E-L-L-I... F for Frank, L for love, U-O-U-S.
Yes.
All right.
You get a gold star.
No. He'll,
thank you, Peter.
And I guess you get a gold star there as well, Ken.
All right, I'm giving myself a gold star. Thank you, Peter.
Okay, there are seven minutes left. How can we catch up, Kenny?
How can you catch up? It's 23-4.
Hey, are you excited about our marathon premium?
I am. I am very excited.
You want to announce what it is?
Not yet, no.
You don't?
Okay, we can announce what it is.
I'm too embarrassed to say it. I got my kids listening.
Okay. Can I announce it?
Yeah.
They're my kids now, by the way.
So I better announce
it. At least Evan and Molly are. I think the other kids are still yours.
Yeah. And you don't know about the other four.
Oh.
The four in Virginia.
A third family.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. No, I did not know about that.
They're fantastic.
Well, anyway.
They make me laugh. We laugh and laugh.
We're putting out 7-second delay condoms.
Yeah, we have everyone will get a 7-second delay
condom.
Everybody
will get a free condom.
We're doing our part.
Yep.
You do most of the work. We'll supply the condom. We need a good motto.
And, of course, when you
pledge. How about this? Hey, here's your condom.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like a little motto. Little sales pitch.
I was thinking maybe just the tip.
No.
No?
Really? That's where you want to go?
Okay. But we're putting them out in different sizes, though, right?
Well, people would have to call and tell us the size they want.
Yeah.
That's a little embarrassing.
Right, but we just assume medium. If we don't know, then the default size is medium.
We're not going to have different sizes. Oh, this is going to be horrible.
Well, we
this is the worst idea.
We have until Monday to change our mind. Why do you think? Why did you think this was such a great idea before the show?
I don't know. Because the mic wasn't on.
And your kids, your former kids,
yeah,
weren't listening.
Oh, this is a disaster.
All right.
What else can we do? Hey, what about my bumper sticker of the month?
12 bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little. Let's discuss that. I suppose if we had two people to each crank out 6 bumper stickers, then maybe we could do it. But
really?
Then,
bumper sticker of the month. And then people would put their new one on every month.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work for them to put a bumper sticker on?
No, a lot of work for us to produce 12 bumper stickers and then mail them out every month. It's insane.
It's just, why? You have to walk a pile of envelopes half a block. Oh, hey, wait, I have an idea. Why don't you not do it? Have one of your volunteers do it. One of your winged monkeys.
Okay.
What, have they got something better to do?
Yeah. Hey, I think it's Sam the appraiser. You're on the air.
Oh, he's a regular.
Hey, Sam. Yeah, Sam's a regular.
I love the condom idea, but I'll tell you what's funny about that. None of your listeners have any kind of sex life remotely whatsoever.
Exactly! It's an ironic premium.
Well, we discussed, we began the show by discussing hope. And it would play into that a little bit,
yeah,
right, Kenny?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like hope springs eternal. You carry around the 7-second delay condom in your wallet forever and ever.
Fill this condom with hope.
I'll put it above my bed next to a little St. Anthony statue.
Exactly.
Okay,
hey,
Sam.
Listen, if you really have a St. Anthony statue by your bed, pray for Ken's bowels.
I do every night.
Yeah.
But I got a good appropriate word for
you. Okay, who's up at bat, Kenny?
That's you, Andy.
Oh, God bless.
I had mellifluous.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
The word is cockamamie.
Oh, great word.
Cockamamie.
Cockamamie.
Use it in a sentence, Sam.
This show is completely cockamamie.
That 7-second delay condom idea is totally cockamamie.
I agree we're cockamamie. Cockamamie. I wouldn't agree that we're totally cockamamie. All right.
Okay, this show is
somewhat cockamamie. Yeah, cockamamie.
It's half cockamamie.
C-O-C-K, cock, oh, God, cock a main. Oh, God, I need my spell check. Okay. Okay, I'm embarrassed because I know this looks wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It is?
Yeah.
Here's
it's close to being right.
Oh, shut up.
You're one letter off.
Oh, shut up. C-O-C-K-A-M-A-N-I-E. Cockamamie.
Cockamamie?
Oh, I'm in.
Cockamamie.
Oh, this is the most humiliating
Mamie.
Hour. Oh, shut up. Oh, it's Mamie? Oh, it is a Mamie?
I tried to help you.
Oh, it's, there's an M? It's Mamie?
Yeah, not Mamie, not cockamamie.
Oh, like, I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
Yeah, cockamania or something.
How ironic. The most cockamamie guy you'll ever meet can't pronounce cockamamie.
Or spell it.
Or spell it. I can't
even
spell
it. I always thought it was cockamamie.
I can't even spell ironic. That's ironic.
Hey, oh, Sam, hey, thanks for the call.
The sweetest sound I ever
Love
heard.
The show.
Thanks very much, Sam. So and we want
to
thank.
I'm sorry to the other three people who are still on the line.
Yeah, we had a bunch of calls, and we appreciate all our calls. And of course, Nick and Jeremiah.
Jeremiah and Hand. Let's not forget Hand.
We can forget Hand.
No, don't forget Hand.
Wasn't that a year ago?
Yeah, but she's still the 7 second delay listener of the week. We're supposed
listener
to be thanking
her.
Yeah, we're of the year, right? We're supposed to be thanking her every week.
All right.
Thanks and I think we missed a couple of weeks there, so thank you again, Hand. You want to thank Hand as well?
Yeah, thanks, Hand. And
thanks,
I hope you feel better, Ken. Seriously.
Thank you. I hope I feel better too.
Yeah, I hope you. I'm sure you more than me.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
It's a little mini network, a little mini dynasty, Ken.
Yep, little mini dynasty.
And someday this all will be mine. If you die of this diarrhea, I will inherit this little dynasty. Oh, I have a station in East Orange. There'll be one in Mount Hope.
Yeah.
Oh, Rockland County.
Yep.
It'll all be mine. Mine. Mine.
Don't forget the one in New York City.
New York City, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I have great plans for all of you. You guys like the, James Taylor? You guys like that Southern California song, singer-songwriter sound?
Hey, speaking of the Southern California sound, did you see the Linda Ronstadt documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
She had a great set of pipes. She could sing.
Sure did. Heartbreaking, though, wasn't it? Very sad.
You mean at the end? I didn't get to the end.
Oh, I see. You never watch these things to the end.
No, as soon as she started singing Gilbert and Sullivan, I said, thank you.
Really? That's where you turned it off?
I said, thank you.
God.
I said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Because I knew after that, I knew there'd be some Mexican
right.
folk songs.
Mariachi.
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Good for you.
Man, a documentary should warn you that they have mariachi music coming.
I think there was lots of warnings. With that documentary. Stay tuned for...
God, we have fun.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
I wish our listeners had half the amount of fun that you and I had.
Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash coming right up.
Shut up. And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You do, I'd always be around. You treat me like a schoolboy. That's
that you know is true. It makes no difference, darling. I'll take care of you. Time and you.